Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created to bring honor, to reveal godliness. You got to understand this in the context of the previous mission. The previous mission said that there are five things that are really the ultimate purpose of creation. If you don't find yourself as one of those things, you might feel that your whole creation is for no reason. What's the purpose? Why am I here? So the mission tells us, don't think that that's true. Every single thing in creation has a purpose. Every ant, every leaf, everything has a purpose in creation. And everything is part of this major, everything is part of this process of revealing the ultimate glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal writes in the Sefer Das Tfunos and another Sfarim that there are two processes that are going on at the same time in terms of Hashem's Hashkacha. There's Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. And they work concurrently. Hanhagas HaMishpat means that Hashem is constantly rewarding and punishing people for the sins that they do and the mitzvahs that they do. That's one reason why things happen to people, is because of rewarding punishments. But there's a whole other system that goes on at the same exact time, which is that Hashem is trying to bring the world to a place of the ultimate eventual revelation of all of Hashem's glory in the whole world and the rectification of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, unification of all machlokes, and to bring and usher in the Messianic era and the Moshe Mashiach Olam Haba and all of those great things. That's called Hanhagas HaYichud, revelation of Hashem's glory. So sometimes we don't understand why something happens in the world of Tzar HaOnesh. Maybe something happens to someone and they're not really deserving of a punishment. So where does that happen? So we have to realize that there are other processes that are going on at the same time. One of them, it could be this process of Hanhagas HaYichud, which is the revelation of Hashem. This is what we always speak about when we say, like, the master plan. The master plan means that this is not necessarily Tzar HaOnesh, but this is part of this revelation of Hashem's glory. So everything that exists, right? It could be that a spider doesn't really have much to do with the world of Tzar HaOnesh. I mean, I would bet he doesn't have much to do with the world of Tzar HaOnesh. Hashem, as the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, that Hashem is not punishing a spider for sins that he's done. But that doesn't mean that a spider doesn't have a purpose. He has a purpose. Perhaps, firstly, he can be used for Tzar HaOnesh. He can be used to punish someone. But he can also be used, he can also be part of, for somehow, this major process of the revelation of Hashem's glory. So everything that exists, Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu lo baro el lechvodo shenemar, kol anikra b'shmi u lechvodi b'rasiv yitzarti v'af asiti. And then we're told that when, though, are we going to see all of that kavod? When am I going to see the purpose? When am I going to see the end game? Everyone always talks about during a tragedy, they'll say, well, Hashem has his purposes. Well, when am I going to see those purposes? When am I going to understand it? Hashem yivolch li'olam voed. When will it be? Right now it might be hidden, but it will happen li'olam voed. When we, at the end, when we have a perspective, we're able to look back, then we're able to understand all the little pieces. Rabbi Charani ben Akashi Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael, Lefikach, Hir Bo Lam Toro Mitzvah, Shenemar, Hashem Chafetz Laman Tzidko, Yagvil Torah V'yadvi. So we famously say this Maimer Chazal often at the end of the Shir before someone says Kaddish and Shul right between Mincha and Maariv. It's not often necessary. It's usually more for if Torah wasn't really, if no one really quoted the source, we didn't read any Torah inside, so we don't want to say Kaddish on, you know, just Stam Machshavos. But a lot of times in a Dvar Torah, you actually quote something. You don't really need to say this. But in general, this is the standard that after a Dvar Torah, we say this in order so that we have some piece of actual written Torah, official Torah, right? I could say, oh, a nice pshat, but it might not be true, or it might just be ideas. But, you know, we say some real Torah. Why is this idea such an important idea? Hashem wanted to mezakeh us, and therefore he gave us Torah and mitzvahs. A lot of times people think that Torah and mitzvahs are very, they're unfortunate, and they're a challenge. You know what, if you think about it, it would be so much easier if Hashem gave me one mitzvah. Give me one mitzvah, I'll do my one mitzvah, and I'll get all of them. But it doesn't work that way, because what are you doing the rest of the day? In order for us to be completely connected to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to have throughout the day everything that we're involved in. We have opportunities to serve our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the way that we tie our shoelaces, we have an opportunity to do in a way that is consistent with halacha. So therefore, Hashem wanted to be mezakeh. He wanted someone who really wants the opportunity to be able to do avodas Hashem. So look no further. You have so many different mitzvos, thousands, not hundreds, thousands of mitzvos, thousands of things that can be done and regularly in order to have lots of opportunity for lots and lots of time. The Tzaris Yisrael here makes reference to what he wrote in his Parish on Makos. Over there he says that maybe the pshat between Torah and mitzvos, Torah means mitzvos that are logical, seichel. You don't need to command them. I'll do them anyway. Like not to steal, not to kill. And then there are things that are called mitzvos. Mitzvos means things that I wouldn't have known otherwise. I need to be commanded. If you didn't tell me about shatnez, I wouldn't know. If you didn't tell me about not eating non-kosher, I wouldn't know. Why shouldn't I eat a pig? What's wrong with it? Those are mitzvos, things that need to be commanded. And here we're told that it's true. Hashem didn't need to command us on the mitzvos asichlios. But He wanted to be mezakeh us. And therefore, the fact that he commanded us on the mitzvot, that's pashtos, how do we know them? But even the mitzvot sichlios, Hashem commanded us, even though he didn't need to. Why? Because now we get tzchar. Gadol mitzvah miyoseh, miyoseh miyishenu mitzvah miyoseh. If I was just doing it because it makes sense, right? We're all not going to steal. We're all not going to kill. And we're all not going to have relations with family members. Okay, if we talk about some of the big averus, we're not going to do any of those things. But now we're going to get mitzvahs. We're all going to help people. We're all going to do chesed because we're humans. We're going to do it. We're going to help someone. But now when you do it, it's a mitzvah. You're going to be mechaved your parents. But now when you do it, it's a mitzvah. So Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, he focuses there. That's why I gave those strange examples, right? None of us are going to kill. None of us are going to have a loose relationship with family members. Those examples he gives, but we don't need to go to those examples. It's true, we're not going to do any of those things anyway. So we'll get a mitzvah when we don't do those things. But think about all the mitzvot I say that you would probably do anyway. You'd probably be mechaved your parents anyway. And now you get a mitzvah. So Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachos Yisrael, Lefika Chirbalem Toru mitzvot, even the Toros, even the things that are obvious that we would have done anyway, Hashem is mezakeh, and he commanded it. And now we're not just a mitzvah. We're not just an Eino Mitzvah, now we're a Mitzvah Yosef. As a Mitzvah Yosef, we get a lot more star. Yadvil Torah V'yadvir, the idea that Hashem wants a reboy of Torah, He wants to give us Shuyos, and we also know, and we'll end with this point, we also know that every Mitzvah that we do doesn't just give us points in Shemayim. As the Ramban writes, that the commenting on a Chazal, but the Ramban really fleshes it out. The Ramban writes that the mitzvos are lezakot et adam. They are to purify. Just like silver needs the impurities to be removed, so too the mitzvos that we do, they purify us. When a person spends hours upon hours learning iyun in a sugya and gezela, it makes you more sensitive towards other people's money. And you know what? Even for 10 agurot, you're going to make sure you didn't steal because, I mean, we sat on a sugya for 3 weeks and we spent hours and hours figuring it out. This way, that way, this detail, that detail. By learning Torah, by doing mitzvos. Think about all the mitzvos that we do and how much they sensitize us. How much they change us. It's something that we've spoken about. We spoke about it in Bayit Cham, the idea from the Rav, the Keser Torah, that it has to, that the nepach talish acher, has to turn you into a different person. The mitzvos that we do, they sensitize us to things. That's probably the pshat when they had this whole discussion about the Musar movement didn't want to introduce. The Musar movement was introducing Musar and some were against it. And they said, if you learn Gemara, if you learn Chumash, if you learn Torah, you don't need Musar. They weren't against Musar, but they felt, the ones who opposed the Musar movement, that when you really, really learn and you're really dedicated to mitzvos, it sensitizes you. You become a Baal Musar just by being so focused on doing mitzvos. So nowadays, for sure, we need Musar. But that's, I think, part of the idea here. That Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, not just to give us schar. It's true. If you want him to just give us schar, just give us one mitzvah to keep doing over and over again. But by giving us so many different mitzvahs in so many other areas, he purified us. He made us great. When a person is dedicated to Torah mitzvahs, so besides all the schar you get, it makes you into an amazing person. It makes you into a good person. And that can be part of what it means here. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakosis Yisrael. He wanted to purify us. He wanted to make us great. And therefore, he gave us so many mitzvahs everywhere we turn. And all those mitzvahs help turn us into